Okay. And I've been advised that you had a concern in reference to a representative that you've spoken with today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how may I help you with that?
And what are the details of that?
Okay. And Chris, how may I help you with that?
What are the details of that?
Okay. I from what I understand, you weren't very happy with the handling of the call. I'm not exactly sure what took place during that call, and I'd kind of like to just, you know, hear it from you.
I told Annette exactly what went on during that call.
Okay.
She was supposed to forward that information to her. Apparently she didn't, so apparently you don't care.
I do care, Chris. I'd like to just kind of resolve this, hearing it directly from you. The calls are recorded, so I will definitely pull that call.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's recorded on this one, this end as well, and it will be forwarded to the Public Utilities Commission.
Okay. And I will definitely listen to that call with the representative. I'm just, you know, really interested in this point of your concerns and how I can assist you with that or how I can help.
Well, it was extremely rude during the phone call. Realize that I am repeating myself for the third goddamn time right now, okay? And this is my problem with your company. You don't fucking care. I talk to one person, they don't even bother listening. I talk to another person, same goddamn thing. And I'm talking to you, same thing.
Okay, and Chris, how can I help you? I mean, what seems to be the issue? What's going on? What can I help you with?
Well, let's see. Last May, I believe, apparently you had a driver put a 48-hour notice on my residence. I checked the security footage from three separate angles, two of the front door, one of the side of the residence where the meter is at. Nobody whatsoever approached the residence at all that day. Same thing happened on the 16th of this month. You claimed to have put a 48-hour notice on the residence. I checked the security footage for the entire day, including the 11 to 12 time frame that you claimed to have been at the residence. Nobody whatsoever at all approached the residence on that day. No vehicles drove by, nobody approached the door, nobody approached the side of the residence, nothing. And you tell me how somebody put a 48-hour notice on my door without approaching the residence.
Okay. Now, I don't show that anybody put a 48-hour notice in May. I showed the prior to that, the last time a 48-hour notice was put on the door, or actually around that time frame would have been in April. I show that one was left on April 9th, and then I show another 48-hour notice being left at your door. I show, let's look here, service was interrupted in April, and it looks like it was back on after that.
I checked the security footage for those days. Nobody at all approached the residence.
Okay. Then I show in July, and then it was interrupted in August. So, or actually, it looks like on August.
You say you put a 48-hour notice on the door on the 16th of August at 11 something in the morning. I can't remember the exact time. I got it written down in my office.
Okay.
Tell me how that's possible without approaching the residence, without even driving by.
I'm showing on August 13th. Let me just double check this one. Yes, I'm showing on August 13th is when that 48-hour notice was left.
And how is that possible without them even approaching the residence?
You know, and I wasn't out there with the collector, so I don't know. I mean, I show that it was left, you know, at the residence on that date.
And it was not. It was not.
All right, and moving past this, how can I help?
No, we're not moving past this. I'm being flat out lied to by your company, and it's costing me well over $100 so far.
Okay. I show that the 48-hour notice was left at the door,
I'm calling you a liar.
Excuse me?
I'm calling you a liar, and I have the evidence to prove it.
Okay. So, Chris, how can I help you?
Well, the first time I asked for it to be investigated, you didn't do a damn thing. You did nothing at all whatsoever.
Okay.
And then you flat out lied to me again this month.
And Chris, how can I help you? I show that you've previously spoke to a supervisor in reference to this. Let me kind of look and see what his notes were. Just going to kind of... And it does look like you spoke with Brian back in on August 29th.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he even called you back on that date and kind of it gave you the results of that, you know, of what he looked into in reference to your concerns and about the 48-hour notice at that time.
That was the one in April.
Excuse me?
That was the one in April when he supposedly investigated it, and he did not.
Okay. And Chris, I understand that you feel that way. How can I help you at this point?
Answer my question.
I don't believe that I understood what the question was that you posed to me.
How is it possible that you put a 48-hour notice on my door without even approaching the residence?
How would you like me to explain that? I'm showing that we left the...
Explain it. You've done your investigation.
I'm showing...
You said they did it. Tell me how the fuck did they do it.
From my understanding, I'm showing we left a 48-hour notice, so that means the...
I gotta call a fucking magician, because this is amazing.
Okay.
I swear to God, this is fucking...
Okay, Chris, I'm not going to dwell on that point with you. I'd like to help you and move...
We are going
to
dwell on this point, because it's the second time in a row that you've lied to me, and it's costing me over $100.
I have answered that question. If there's something else that I can
help
you with...
Okay, how did he do it? How did he do it?
I have answered that question. If there's something else I can help
you... No, you have not answered that question.
I'd be more than happy to. If
you have not answered that question.
If not...
You want to review this phone call?
If there isn't anything else that I can help you with at this time, I will end the call because I'm not going to go over that question again. I have answered it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to...
You have not answered the question.
Okay. In your opinion.
You have seen a problem with your fucking driver's line.
I have answered it. I'm sorry that it's not the answer or the way that you want
you
it
have
answered. If you'd like to...
Are you going
to
let me talk? You're going to fucking sit there and talk over me.
If you have something else I can help you with, I'd be more than happy to. If not...
You see a problem... There you are talking on top of me again. Do you see a problem with your driver's lying?
Okay, Chris, was there something else I can help you with?
You can answer that question. Yes or no?
Chris, is there something else I can help you with?
This phone call will be forwarded to the Public Utilities Commission.
Okay.
And then the attorney, if I have to.
I have answered the question to the best of my ability.
No, you have not.
There isn't anything further.
Do you have a problem? Do you see a problem with your driver's lying?
Thank you, Chris, and have a good day.
I'll call. You know what? I will.